Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we appreciate you tuning in each and every weekend. We're having a little bit of fun in the studio right now. It's always better when there's food or beer in the studio. We don't have any beer right now, but...
Oh, that's a fail.
Yeah, it is a fail, but we're going to talk about little ribs. But before we do that, Barbecue Bob, you've invited a special guest to the studio with us. Break that down for us, man.
Well, yeah, welcome back. Thanks for joining the Grilling Guys. It's the weekend. It's time to tear it up. We're going to talk some football right now. And a good buddy of mine, one of my best friends actually, called me up and said, hey, I can get Al Bubba Baker on your show. And I said, no, kidding. And he goes, yeah, I think so. And he said, well, I know he's a food broker, right? So it's like, okay, Al's making some food, and Bob's got his hands on it. So my buddy Bob Dubisky calls me and says, let's get this hooked up. So I said, easy, no problem. Right now, in the studio, Mr. Al Bubba Baker.
Hey, how's it going, Bob?
Thanks for joining us, pal.
How do you get a name like Barbecue Bob?
Actually, our partner came up with it. There's a third grilling guy who's the man behind the curtain.
Okay.
I thought it was a stupid name, to be honest with you.
I love it.
Sounds
love
like
it.
A cartoon. It's it. Like SpongeBob or something.
Only better tasting.
Yeah. I love it.
So you've got a great storied past. I had to do some research on you because I wasn't in Michigan when you were a Lion. I was in the military. And I used to get the paper shipped to me once in a while, Detroit Free Press. So every now and then I'd get to see some Lions news, and we didn't have the internet, right?
Mm-hmm. Thank goodness for that.
Out in the Pacific, you know, there was you couldn't just watch like Fox Sports Detroit. It didn't happen.
Yeah.
So anyway, I remember charts and charts of all the teams around the nations being in the newspapers, right? And they were little bitty grids if you wanted to see the score from somebody.
Yeah. Okay.
But box scores, right? They used to call those box scores. Yeah.
Yeah. So you have just an incredible football history, and I want to recap a little bit about what you've done. You played for the Tigers.
No.
Lions.
I mean, the Lions. No, weren't you the second base?
Asia, but you were in Asia.
By the time it reached over the Tiger
was in Thailand.
Hey, Bob, let's keep
it
in mind what you were doing. You were defending the country, so we'll let you off with that.
Yeah, sure.
Tigers, Lions, same difference. 70, Pistons.
You were drafted out of Colorado State.
Right.
You went to Colorado State.
Right, correct.
Cool as that.
Yeah, that was super cool.
Coming from Jacksonville, Florida.
Actually coming from Jacksonville, via Jacksonville, raised in Newark, New Jersey.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, no, I spent all my summers working for my uncle in Jacksonville, so I was never there when it got hot, literally.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I wasn't there. I was over a grill, so.
So a lot of barbecue in your family.
Yeah, we just celebrated last October was 60 years, and I like to specify this, in pit barbecue. I mean, with the wood underneath, a grate on top, a water hose in your hand. Real Southern barbecue. Yep. No central air, no such thing. Back door open, fan blowing out.
Right.
And I wasn't cut out for that.
Folks don't know how hard that is.
No.
None of those places have air.
No.
They don't even have insulation.
No. No.
The brick is cracking in most of the pits if you haven't.
Right.
So anyway, you played for Colorado State 4 years, 5 years?
4 years, basketball and football.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like what, 6'7"?
I'm a little taller than 6'7".
Jeez.
Yeah.
Still?
Yep.
Yeah, well, I was 6'8". The program used to say 6'8". Now it says 6'7" and something when I go to the doctor. Hunching over.
So drafted by the Lions in 78, second round draft pick?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
That was a great, 5 years with the Lions?
It was. It really was. It was, I was the second pick. Luther Bradley was the first pick. Defensive back from Notre Dame.
Mm.
And then I was the first pick in the second round.
Didn't break your heart, though?
No, it actually lent itself to my career. When people ask me, what is the best quality to make a pass rusher, a great pass rusher, is that if you thought you should have gone higher in the draft and you fall, that's not a chip on your shoulder.
No.
That's Mount Everest on your shoulder.
Yeah.
And that motivated me for 13 years in my career. I always remembered that I was the 13th lineman taken when they told me I was going to be the first.
It's like
that's number one quality right
there. It's like your mom slapping you upside the head.
Well, actually, I got used to it.
Yeah.
No. I got used to that. Thank goodness for that. Thank goodness for the discipline.
So one of the cool things, I think, my takeaway from what little bit I can recall from getting to watch you play was you, and I think you stole this from Muhammad Ali. You tell me if I'm wrong. You created a little dance. You threw everybody off with a little bit of a dance. Where'd you come up with that?
Well,
because it reminded me of Ali.
Well, I'll tell you what. And I still watch it. Offensive tackles, for those of you guys out there, watch this weekend. They're in rhythm. One, two, three, and they expect contact.
Right.
I got a little wider, so I got them to open up the hips towards the sideline. And then I would always give them a jab step inside just to slow down that rhythm so their outside leg was always behind. And then I just slapped their outside arm down. That was the main move that I had. And if a guy figured that out, I had a counter move to it. Other than that, it was the rip and go. And you figured it out, and there was a lot of head bobbing. Got it from basketball. Jab and go.
Okay.
Jab
all and right. Go. That's a basketball move.
Yeah.
Right?
So it's
that
basketball
makes sense.
Move. Yeah.
It looked familiar, but.
And I fooled them with smoke and mirrors. They thought I was fast.
You were.
Quick is you another were, word. Quick.
Yeah.
Quickness.
Yeah. Right. Job.
Interesting. So you use this what others might see as a negative, and you turned it into a positive, and it really helped you just move your career forward.
Oh, absolutely. I had offensive linemen tell me all the time, why don't you run right into me? Be a man. I was like, I want the guy with the football.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want the 300-pound guy. So I was one of the first guys to come along, and I avoided the tackle. That wasn't the job. They didn't hire me to run into tackles. They hired me to go get the football, the quarterback, and that's what I did.
So third down and passing is the best place for you?
Well, actually, most of my sacks came on first and 10. Somebody just sent me this, and the reason was when the Lions brought me here, they didn't bring me here to tackle a run. So I was coming off the ball 60 plays a game, and I either wore my guy down or I wasn't looking for, in order for play action to work, you got to be looking to play the run. I was flying up the field no matter what. I tackled the run on the way to the quarterback. That's what made my career different.
Neat.
Yeah, so patent, another patent for you.
Yeah, I should have patented it.
So all in all, how long were you in the league?
I was totally in the league. I was actually in the league for 14 seasons. I played 13. And right there at that 14th year, I had a bunch of great veterans around, and they said, if you ever feel like you can't work and train the way you train before you go out, then call it. And that year,
that's the time to go.
As I was starting to train, I was already in camp, and I just walked up to him and said, I'm not going to make this. And right. I retired.
Well, you know what? You retired out on top. And that's the I really respect the athletes that do that, because too many of them try to stretch it out and get another season or two. And Brady comes to mind right now.
Yeah.
You know, he's talking about playing for four more years. Yeah, he's still at the top of his game. I think arguably he is. But at the end of the day, you know, if he gets to the Super Bowl again, you know what? Why not go out on top, man? You can't need more money. You just got to do it because you want to. I don't know.
I understand, though. Yeah. I mean,
you can't need another wife either. I mean, she ain't bad.
Right,
that might be his motivation.
You can't say that.
Yeah, he scored on that one, didn't he? Yeah.
All right.
Exactly.
We better take a little rodeo break here.
Right. Well, coming up next, we're going to continue our conversation with Al Bubba Baker, because he's here to talk a little football, but he's also got some
let's do some
food.
Barbecue.
Let's do some barbecue, and this man knows a little bit about it. Stick with us. We'll be back.
All right. So I nodded my head and said, that's for sure. Dropped a few bucks in the mason jar. Felt those good old neon vibes.